Okay, first I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Mishmar with the hope that everybody who's still in Galus will, in the mountain Galus, will return in Yitzhak Hashem next week. Simcha will be there tomorrow. All right, the Gemara here is a Gemara about, has to do with learning. And the Gemara here makes a statement that has potential halachic ramifications. The Gemara says, regarding the first parak of Tehillim, where it says, regarding learning, Akim b'teres Hashem cheftzai, v'seirasa yege yamam v'layla. It talks about, Ashrei Yalish is talking about a person who does things properly. So b'teres Hashem cheftzai, he desires to learn teres Hashem, v'seirasa yege yamam v'layla. Pash pshat, v'seirasa means, again, Hashem's Torah, he learns day and night. But the Gemara says, the Darsh is not that way. Gemara says, when you start learning, it's Hashem's Torah. The Torah belongs to Abiyachat and Rabbi Nishalayim. But once a person is Omel in Torah, it becomes his. The Torah afterwards is considered to be his own Torah. And if you write notes, a chidushim on the Gemara, So what it's saying is that it belongs to him. Now, it's an agada to Gemara. We don't on our own take an agada to Gemara and say that it's a halach in Chayshim Mishpat. But that is a dispute, a machlaikis here between the Netziv and the Aruch HaShulchan. They were brothers-in-law, as you should know. There's a famous tshuva of the Netziv, which I'd like to share with you, and a not known Aruch HaShulchan. This Aruch HaShulchan was taken out of Russia after the fall of the Iron Curtain. The volumes of Aruch HaShulchan that we have all the years includes only parts of Yerideya. Aruch HaShulchan himself writes certain places, I wrote about this in a certain siman. And if you look in the regular sets of Aruch HaShulchan, it's not there. Because there was a part of Aruch HaShulchan that for some reason or other was not originally printed. But after the fall of the Iron Curtain, it was taken out. And today they printed a ninth volume of Aruch HaShulchan separately, which contains Hilchas Nedarim, which contains certain parts of Halacha and some drashas that were taken out. So I was learning it. I figured it came out of Russia. After so many years, somebody should learn it. So I was learning at least parts of it. And I bumped into an Aruch HaShulchan that argues with the Netziv about this Gemara. So we'll tell you the Netziv, which I think at least between those involved in Chayshim Mishpat is well known, and the Aruch HaShulchan, who takes a totally opposite shita regarding this Gemara. The Netziv was asked a shayla. A man, apparently a Talmud Chacham, passed away, and he left a tzava to his children. In the tzava, he said the following. He said, I wrote Chidushei Torah in my lifetime. There are two types. There are those that I wrote, I was learning the Gemara, and I wrote Chidushim, I wrote ideas about the learning. Then, the Atshuvas that he wrote, people wrote him Shailas, he was a Bar Hochi, he was a Talmud Chacham, and he wrote Shumas, he responded to people, which also has Chidushei Torah. So he wrote this Tzava, that he gives them permission to print his Chidushei Torah. But any tshuva that he wrote, he doesn't give them permission to ever print it. He says, when I wrote the tshuvas, I wasn't in the sugya. When I'm learning a sugya, I'm into the sugya. I'm learning the mesechta, the parak straight. I'm into it. So I feel comfortable that what I wrote, I was clear. I was clear about. But I wrote a tshuva. Someone asked me a shayla. I wrote a tshuva. I was relying on having once learned it properly. And I'm not so confident that that's correct. So that's what he said, yeah. I was wrong. I don't know if he can never be wrong, but in his response, I marked off the part that has to do with Agamara. The truth is, he writes that in his response, he says, Adarabba, but Masha Meshivan Allah Maisa Boim Laimakinyan Yaiser. He says that not only out that, but that someone who has to answer Halach Maisa, you make sure that it's correct. And he says, Vagam Siyata Dishmaya. He says also, he says, when a Rav has to answer a Shaila, then he has more of a Siyata Dishmaya to answer properly. I have this idea, I want to collect different tshuvas, stories of Rabbanim Upaskind, based on a reason. And the reason was wrong, but the Pesach was right for other reasons. There's one, just to digress for a minute, one very Geshmaka story in the Chassam Sofer. He writes that once there was a butter factory in town, and they were cooking butter, and a bird flew into the vat of butter. Obviously it didn't survive. The bird died in the vat of butter. So they asked Rav Nosson Adler, the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, what to do. It's obviously treif. It's got a dead bird in the butter. It's treif. They asked him whether they could sell it to a guy, whether they have to throw it out, or whether they're allowed to sell it to a guy. There's no shishim.
Why can't you just take out the bird and a little piece of it?
Because the bliya goes in the whole butter. Butter is a davar shami, and it's a fatty thing, and the taste goes throughout. So the Rav Nosson Adler answered, what do you mean? Basam b'cholov is asa b'hanah. So you can't sell it to a guy. Basam b'cholov is asa b'hanah. You have to throw it into the river. Nowadays you get in trouble for throwing it in the river, but that's what he writes in the tshuva. You got to dump it. So the some sefer says Rav Nosson Adler made a mistake. Basar oif b'cholov is not asa b'hanah. Only basar behema, animal meat with milk, is min ha-tayr. It's asa b'hanah. But basar oif, birds, poultry with milk, which is a drabanan, they asa b'achila na b'hanah. So he writes that his Rebbe made a mistake. And he writes, ava lo yu'una l'tzadik halavayin. He says, but min ha-shamayim, they guided him. He says he can't sell it to a guy for a totally different reason. It brings the Gemara that when a live bird falls into a fire, first the wings die, which are not thick, and the bird is still alive, and then, it's also from an Agadah Gemara, that first the wings go, and then the animal dies. So based on that, this is some cipher, he says, this butter, besides being basa b'chalav, also has blias of Eiver Menachai. Because since the wings die when the animal is alive, that's Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai is an Eiver of a living creature that becomes either detached or may not be physically detached, it becomes dead. Eiver Menachai is Mutar B'hanah. But a guy is not allowed to eat it. A guy is not allowed to eat Eiver Menachai. It's one of the seven mitzvot of Noach. What? Yeah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, let's leave on Gaim also. Shalom in Pesach in the second paragraph also. Lo yeshit Eiver Menachai lo ben Noach. So we'll save it.
But maybe the bird died from drowning, not because of the wings.
He says the bird died from being burnt to death. The only one way to find out, you have to heat up butter and see if it drowns. But anyway, see, he writes, there's a special siyata d'shmaya in Psak that the Psak should be right, even though the lumdus there was an error. Now, be that as it may, that's the first part of the Nesiv. The Nesiv says that a Psak halacha is a special siyata d'shmaya. Now, that's not what's to get to the Gemara. What's to get to us are the next two paragraphs. He writes, Yesh lonu yalachgar, yesh b'kayach ha-mitzaveh. If there's such a kayach, somebody teaches, does he have power to say to somebody, you're not allowed to give over my Torah. I don't want you to print my Torah, it's mine. If there's such a thing, do you own it? Do you own ideas? Let's say lahavdil wouldn't be Torah. Somebody comes up with a good joke. He says a joke. So someone else, you can ask the people to repeat the joke? Make it tasty. Why should there be such a thing? How do you ask someone to repeat something you said? So the Netziv writes that the Makar would be our Gemara. Our Gemara says, L'besayif nasa shalai, that in the beginning is Teres Hashem Chefzai. Well, L'besayif nasa shalai, that doesn't mean if you learn a line of Gemara, it becomes your line of Gemara. It means if you're Mechadish Chidushei Torah, it becomes your Torah. So the Netziv says, L'chayra, it becomes yours. You can ask the people to print it. So he says it's not so. He says, it's shaloi that he could teach it to whoever he wants. But it's not shalai. You can't ask people, prohibit people from repeating the Torah, printing the Torah. No such thing. No, and Sim says,
yeah, how do they do that with the tape and all
that? The work that's put into setting it, you can't take. But the concept, the idea, you can repeat over, you can write over. I think, if I remember correctly, when I was in art school 20 years ago, they had a line that if you copy from one source, that's plagiarism. If you copy from two sources, that's research. It's different. So you can just give over an idea. You can't... At any rate, the Nitziv has this line that it's not shalah, you can't answer it on people. How could you ask someone to say over? Say over shtickle Torah, say don't tell anybody. What do you mean don't tell anybody? It's shtickle Torah. Torah is mutter for everybody. That's the psak of the Nitziv. What's interesting is that the Aruch HaShulchan takes a diametrically opposed approach. The Aruch HaShulchan is talking about something he quotes from the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, in the Balamor. The Moreh Nevuchim is the Rambam's Torah. Balamor is the Balamor's Torah. They both write in their Agdama, a Lashon, Ani Mashbia, a Mashbia, anybody who sees my Torah, like the Balamor says, not to reprint the Balamor without the Hagdama. No, he asks anybody to reprint his solution without the Hagdama. So Rabbi Shalom has his ways. So the Baal HaMor is printed with the Hagdama, but no one even knows there's a Hagdama, because it's the back of the Gemaras. So if you look in Brachis, in the beginning, there's a Hagdama. But most people learn the Rif, and they learn the Baal HaMor. So, Kesh Baruch Hu, it's funny, the Rambam also, he says, the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim, Ani Mashbia v'chulu. I looked it up, it says, Ani Mashbia, that nobody should learn pieces of the Moreh Nevuchim, only the whole thing. And that no one should tell it over to somebody who only knows pieces of it. Which I don't think the world was so macabre. Most people don't learn Moreh Nevuchim straight. And if it's ever quoted, it's quoted piecemeal. Anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Torah Sayege, it becomes Torah Shalai, you could aser it on others, just like if I own something. I could say Chayfet Shali is asr to anybody. I could take my object and asr it on anybody Bahanoa. It becomes a neder to asr on other people. It says Torah, you could do it. And he says even a bigger chiddush at the end. He says Torah is even more that objects you only own while you're alive, not lachamisa. But so if a person asks it on people, he dies, the yarshim yarshin it, they can be matrit for people. But Torah, he says, the opposite of the tziv, that's even more than objects, that you own it, you could aser it, and it remains also even lachamisa. So we have here two very different shittas in whether the Torah is shalai or the Torah is not shalai. What? No, it's not. And he is mechadish. Any chiddush Torah. Somebody says shtickel Torah, and according to this, he could aser on people to reprint it. There is sort of a pshara. I have here the Krainid Igrisa, the letters of the Stipler, and this is from the first volume. I think it's a letter Kuf Tzadik Gimel. He has a pshara in the middle. He says something. Yeah. And the question that Rivero is asking is that intellectual property we recognize. If you create something, you own it. The Baal HaMor is not saying you can't reprint it. He's saying you can't reprint it without the Hagdama. But really he is. He's saying, if you want to reprint it without the Hagdama, I ask you to print it. How can he ask me to print it? I want to print his... it's really an issa to print it. He's saying, I ask you to print it unless you fulfill this condition. But that's asking me to print it. But the fair use, what's the fair use doctrine? What? Or more. Okay, so I'm not familiar with it. It sounds like there's some type of compromise in the concept. If you own your property, you should have complete power of it, no matter how many words. And if not, it seems to be an accommodation made to made in law to satisfy competing considerations.
Did they have that about songs also? You can't...
Okay, so let me tell you. The stipler's pshara, so he doesn't bring this machlaikis. The stipler is writing a letter to someone who says that Pliny, whoever it is printing Chidushei Torah that he doesn't own. And what right does he have to print it? What right does he have to print it? So the stipler writes back, and he writes, and you, the stipler, gave our stomach to the sefer. How can you give Haskamah to the Sefer? So he writes, Haskamah, for the last 10 years I didn't give any Haskamah. So maybe it's more than 10 years old. But if I did it, I didn't know that he's taking it without permission of the originator. But on the Etzem Shaila, he does say a chilik, which is very mustaver. He says, when something has financial value, if somebody is printing Svarim, and he tells, this is my Chidushei Torah, I'm printing it, I don't let anybody else print it. So that's intellectual property. That's something a person owns, just like if you manufacture something, it's yours. If you create intellectual property, halacha recognizes ownership. If it has a market value, if you're printing it for tfus, so then he says, yesh b'schus haitzah svarim din Yerusha. Yairish Yarshan, the Chafetz Chaim wrote that he leaves all his Svarim to his children as Yerusha, no one else allowed to print it. He says, except the Mishnah Brura and Shmiras Halashim, the biggest money makers, right? Rabbi Yaakov used to say that the Chafetz Chaim held that the Mishnah Brura was a gift from Shemayim. He was just a conduit. That the Dar needed the Mishnah Brura. So he didn't ask it. But everything else he asked it. Any that has financial value, you could ask it. But he has no financial value. I say, Shtikl Torah, I don't want you to print it. Or like in the Netziv's case, he doesn't want anybody to print it. So that you can't do. That's not, it's not Shava Kesef. If something is Shava Kesef, it has a value, I can ask the people to print it. If it's not Shava Kesef, it has no value, what does it mean you ask the people? What does it mean you own it? It's in the luft, in what you own. If it has no value, there's no ownership. So the stipler is sort of a pshara between the two mahalchim. I mean, if someone gives a shear and doesn't say anything, could you do it? I don't know. You go to a shear. The person not planning to print a shear. So according to this, you're allowed to print a shear. You could print a sefer. You go over to him. You see, I have a shear that I printed from you. And he says, really? Look at that. And hopefully he's happy with it. But if he's not happy with it, he's saying you can't answer it. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say you could. But you see, the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about things that were printed, that are printed and sold. So it could be, like the stipler is saying, it's an in-between geder, and maybe we can even make shalom between the two brothers-in-law. The Aruch HaShulchan was talking about it's printed for financial sale, for financial benefit. Shalai, it's yours. The Tziv is talking about something that you want to forbid to be printed anywhere. So there's no property, there's no Shava Kesef of ownership. So that, Ulai, it's sort of a middle ground between the two of them. Okay. What? No, if something is a secret, we learn out of which pasuk in the Torah? That's a pasuk in Mishlei, a pasuk in the Torah. Ve'idaber Hashem al-Maisha Lamar. Lamar. The Gemara says, Mekan, from here we learn out that if someone tells you something, it's b'bal taimar. Only leimar, if he tells you to say it. Others are garrison the Gemara, v'dabash al mashah ba'ayol mayer leimar, if he tells it to you secretly. But there's an issa to be ha'ilach rachel megalasar, it's a type of lashon hara, if it's a secret. But if somebody stood up and he said it in public, a shtikal taira, he's not saying it's a secret. Okay, anyway, welcome back everybody. It's a shame to continue.